Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's late April, and I'm watching the sunset through the window behind my laptop screen. I've spent the better part of 3 hours trawling through YouTube, anything to further my knowledge on Cicada 3301. Just as I'm about to close the browser window, a video pops up on my feed. The title reads, "Cicada 3301 Token Helps the Poor." What does that mean? On my screen is a familiar image, a cicada, wings outstretched. Beside the logo reads the text, "Gifts to the People," then the words, "Sri Lanka." The camera's at a lopsided angle, but on a green table is a stack of what looks like yellow envelopes. You can only see their hands, but you can hear people giggling in the background. They're applying glue to the back of white sheets of paper. As they turn one around to stick it onto an envelope, my heart rate quickens. Written on it is Cicada 3301. The shot changes to the front section of a car. This time the person is holding 5,000 rupees up to the camera. They put the rupees in one of the envelopes. A slideshow of photos and videos follows, showing individuals living in dilapidated homes being given the envelopes. They appear hesitant, not really speaking. What is this Cicada token? The previous messaging from Cicada 3301 was all about recruitment, internet privacy, and enlightenment. There was no mention of physically going out and helping people. Have we missed something? I need to ring Tommy.
You're listening to Archive, the world's hardest puzzle. A podcast from Stack. Episode 5.
Patience is a virtue.
How are we?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Good. Okay. So the link that I sent you, if you just have a browse kind of through that, they basically like have videos. They're really creepy. So they're basically people going and handing people envelopes with the Cicada logo on them. And it's like Cicada 3301 token helps the poor. It was 8 months ago.
I'm on a website called cicada3301official.com. It has that unmistakable image of a cicada and below it that same white text. Everything looks as it should.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to look more into the token. So I looked more into the token and, 1 second, about us founders. Oh yeah, here we go.
You can hear it in my voice. I'm nervous. There's a whirlpool of information swirling around in my head and I'm trying to regurgitate it all to Tommy.
So their founder statement basically says that they are Cicada, which
obviously you can choose to believe, not to believe.
Yeah.
So it's basically like, I'll send it to you now, but it's like started as a series of puzzles.
That YouTube video, Cicada 301 Token Helps the Poor, was posted in August of 2022 by a channel called Sophia Music. It has over 40,000 subscribers. I send the link to Tommy.
Okay, what is this? If you purchase our crypto token, we will continue to give to the poor, the destitute, the needy, those in critical need of the milk of human kindness. Thank you. Cicada token can be purchased here. And then there's a store website. Milk of human kindness? Nikki, what is this?
I know. Bear with me. I admit this has come out of nowhere. While Tommy was diving into the Discord, I was trying to uncover new angles or leads. Then this video. Now that I've seen it, I can't ignore it. It can't be that simple though, can it? Have we just found out who Cicada 301 is?
But it's like started as a series of puzzles that would allow people to take a pilgrimage of sorts, part spiritual, part philosophical. We point to the need for privacy and also the need for an interior renaissance, etc., 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 etc. And it's signed by that man, Thomas A. Schoenberger, March the 3rd, 2023.
If the rumours are to be believed, it's been years since anyone has heard from Cicada 3301. It's thought that the group has retreated to the digital underground. Which is why our searching for them has proved challenging. But here we have a signed and dated founder statement. I could not believe what Nikki was telling me. Whatever happened to...
We do not have a public website.
So first of all, I went to the people who on that website said they were... There's like an About Us team section, and I basically found them on LinkedIn or like Twitter or something and messaged them.
On the website, next to the founder's statement, they have a declaration. On the 31st of January, 2022, the people who own this website launched a token called Cicada. Essentially, what I'm talking about here is cryptocurrency. This is a digital currency that uses encryption algorithms in order for people to make payments. So along with Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, we now have a Cicada token? So is this what Cicada 301 has been up to since 2014? Have they become some sort of cryptocurrency charity?
Can I just put it on like you've done it without the...
Yeah, I just didn't have a poofy thing in mine. Oh, do you have two poofy things
I've
in yours?
Like poofies galore.
Oh, can I have one of your little ones? And then I'd say maybe put one on yours too. And then Bob's your uncle and Sally's your aunt. We'll be ready to go.
In an attempt to find answers, I've ended up emailing with Chris McGimsey-Jones, a man who claims to be the director of Cicada 301 Australia.
So this was a guy called, I'll get up my messages, Chris. I messaged him on LinkedIn. We got conversing. He said he preferred to like email. He wouldn't do like a recording.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's no problem. So I sent him a load of questions. It's funny because when you, they're almost like politicians in the sense that like they're answering around the question, but they don't answer the direct question.
Yeah.
And technically being eccentric and being like la-di-da and whatever isn't a crime. Like, it's not, like, they're not lying, but yeah, they're just not directly answering the question. Like, me and you, if someone goes, do you work at Stack? You would say yes. So, okay, it gets more interesting. So my follow-up question was, if you didn't start Cicada 301, who did? Okay, buckle up, boy.
Yes.
The formation of Cicada 301 is a hotly contested topic. Thomas Schoenberger is generally recognized as its creator, but its formation came from inspiration from several individuals. We have three of them recognized on the official Cicada website: Bruce Cooper, Iona Miller, and Ian Murdoch. All three of these individuals played a critical role, intentionally or unintentionally, in helping to form Cicada 301. Some in the community continue to dispute certain aspects of its formation, but I will say this, Nikki. Those that dispute it would have not been privileged enough to see the evidence that I've been shown, which proves without a shadow of a doubt that Thomas Schoenberger is the legitimate creator of Cicada 3301. Unfortunately, the three individuals I refer to, which may have been able to help clarify some of these murky details around the formation of Cicada 3301, have all passed away. So truthfully, we may never know the complete story of how it was formed. But that just adds to the mystique, don't you think, Nikki?
Oh, that's creepy, you know. Don't you think?
He speaks to me, Nikki, in all of his replies.
But, I mean, that's a huge claim. A series of huge claims.
After a few messages, he brings up a name. Thomas Schoenberger. The alleged founder of Cicada 3301. Who is this man? Hastily digging through the internet, I'm picking up on a few things. Thomas Schoenberger is a composer. I'm surprised to see he has his own page on the Internet Movie Database.
But the thing is as well, what's really interesting is that, so Thomas Schoenberger before he was all this, he has like credits on IMDb, like he's like a proper composer, and his music became famous because of like cryptography within it.
So do you think, I mean, you never know, but like the Instar Emergence original song, Interconnectedness, if he's a composer, maybe he wrote those songs, I don't know.
According to his IMDb, Thomas Schoenberger is a composer who uses encryption methods within his compositions, leading many to assume his music carries hidden messages. Quote, his popular YouTube channel, Sophia Music, features an online treasure map, thought to have links to the mysterious internet group Cicada 3301, end quote. Sophia Music is the name of the YouTube channel that posted the video from Sri Lanka. So, it was Thomas Schoenberger. Encrypted music, online treasure map, Cicada 3301. This is too much.
Yeah, that's what I because basically when he said he was Cicada, people were like, no, he's not, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But like the thing is that like I want to see if he, I'll send you his YouTube now. I'd love to see if like I'd love to interview him and see what he says and if he has any like, because like his YouTube has almost 30,000 subscribers, and a lot of them I'll link it to you now, but like it's weird. I feel like I don't know how I feel about it. So there's two theories. So it's true. These guys were the creators of Cicada. Thomas was some way involved and has now taken it as his own. Or it's a lie. These three people might have created Cicada and Thomas could be just jumping on the bandwagon, but they're dead, so what can they say? Or it's just completely fabricated. That's actually three answers, sorry. But
this is so weird.
But what would be interesting as well is slyly, obviously now like that you've kind of built up a repertoire, next time you're on a Discord call, be like, oh, like really casually, like, oh, I was looking into Cicada more and whatever, and I came across that token. Did anyone see that? But they're like claiming that this guy is Cicada, and just ask them what they think.
I'm relieved, Nikki asked me. I was gonna do it anyway.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
In my research, I've come across this guy called Thomas Schoenberger.
You know him.
Okay. Tell me what you know about this person.
It's, I don't really know. I feel like some people, like, it's just like, you try to, like, I don't know, like, you want the fame from it, because it's kind of easy just to be like, you know, 3301, like, it died or something. And you can just, like, make up some story and just, like, try to get the fame from it. I don't know why you'd want to at all, but who knows.
This Thomas Schoenberger character is known to the community, enough so they've abbreviated him to TS. The impression I get from Puck is that he's not a fan, to say the least.
You know what, let's run an experiment. I'm gonna look it up right now. Okay. This next one, cicada3301.org. There's a few videos above this, and I've seen some of them. They're like decent ones.
That's Thomas Schoenberger.
Yeah. This is TS. This is kind of a funny website. There's like four more normal articles. This one right here, Yahoo Finance. Cicada3301 delivers humanitarian aid to refugees via unique crypto token.
That's also
like
Thomas.
A year ago.
That's also Thomas Schoenberger.
Oh, it is. I see. Is war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
What on earth?
I know the website Puck is looking at. It's the one Nikki showed me.
So I feel like giving his fake puzzles kind of like the attention is probably for the worst. Or it's probably for the worst, like, overall. Like, you can definitely do good with it, but I feel like generally it's like bro is either really trolling or like just like doing it for like the fame, I guess.
And it's not just Puck who feels this way. Thomas Schoenberger, that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it.
There's literally nothing to it. And it's just a guy who claims that he has more information than he does. I'm not saying that nobody should talk to him. Be respectful. As much of a pain as he's caused in the community, you know, I wouldn't condone upsetting the guy or invading his privacy in any way. But if he's happy to talk, like, go ahead. See if you can make more sense of him than I can.
I can understand the skepticism. None of his posts have a PGP signature. Remember that crucial bit of verification?
From here on out, we will cryptographically sign all messages with this key.
There's a saying in the community, no PGP, no cicada. I'm getting the impression that they want us to avoid this man. On one hand, I want to know the identity of cicada3301, and this lead could do just that. But at the same time, what are we getting ourselves into?
Good
good morning.
Hello, how are we?
I'm good. I do like the sound of a text which says big lead.
So,
I've spent the morning talking to someone off the record. The topic of conversation, Thomas Schoenberger.
Remember we were saying that everyone, well, that we thought that there was different people who had different strengths within Cicada.
Yeah.
He could just be the musical strength. And it sounds so bad, but like there is a thing where like if people don't fit what you want them to be, like people want Cicada to be these like really cool, exactly, super people, whatever, yeah, that it's like, okay, he doesn't fit the narrative that they want to believe.
The Discord community, just on that note, they really shut this one down. I think they were calling it like a false puzzle, removing it from the general page. Like, I know why they would do it, because like they really want to reduce what they deem as false, but it is a case of he said, she said. You know, do we take this person's word for it?
As I'm rehashing all of this on the phone with Tommy, it becomes evident that we may not be exactly on the same page with this line of inquiry. I'm at a crossroads here. I completely understand where Tommy is coming from, especially as the Discord community is essentially holding up a big red stop sign on this avenue. However, objectively speaking, it's our responsibility to investigate this. If someone with the skills to make these puzzles is claiming to have done so, we can't just ignore it. By the end of our conversation, we've come to an agreement. I'm going to do more research.
Basically, I have this interview arranged with a guy called David Cavucci, who works for the Daily Dot, on Friday, and he did an interview with, well, yeah, an interview with, or more so he got, like, Thomas was a source. His name only goes by Thomas in it, but I'm putting two and two together to guess it's the same guy. Yeah, I was like, okay. So basically, I want to chat to him because at the end, like in that article, it's very like he says whatever, but there's nothing to ever back this up. He's either a gamejacker, which obviously that explains why all the Discord people hate him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or not hate him, but discredit him.
Does gamejacker mean like trying to hijack the game?
See, it means like basically he made like a clue, like a puzzle, but it didn't have like the PGB signature, and he was like basically imitating Cicada.
So it's a bit like that puzzle that appeared the other day called Cascada.
Yeah. Just some imitator. You wouldn't know her though. I heard she was actually really cool though. No, but exactly like that.
David Cavucci is the senior politics and tech editor at the Daily Dot, an American website that covers all things internet news, trends, and culture. He touched on Cicada 3301 in one of his articles, where he said someone named Thomas made music for these puzzles. No surname was included, but I connected the dots. I had no doubt it was the same Thomas that I was looking into.
Perfect. Yeah, no, you can start recording it. From here on out, I'm happy to do it. But like I said, yeah, please clip me and make me sound better because I'm a meanderer when I talk.
Don't worry.
But yeah, I think Thomas's very first email was to our tip line in 2018, just sort of the generic form. And he was actually emailing us about, I had it pulled up here. Give me one second.
After the introductions and a brief visit from David's dog, we get straight into business.
The problem with all this stuff is there's really no way to definitively prove it because, you know, speaking to Thomas, he'd say something, you'd look into it, you'd find out it was different than what he said. And he said, no, I said that. Or, you know, if you went to try and prove something, he'd say, that's a fake, it's a plant, I can prove it. But, you know, unfortunately, it's such a jumbled, intentionally opaque world that actually proving, you know, here's what happened is next to impossible. And that is very much intentional, I believe.
What David's saying, I get. Talking to him has been reassuring in more ways than one. David has looked into QAnon, the political conspiracy theory and movement in the United States, which we mentioned in episode one. QAnon grew from claims made by an anonymous individual or individuals known as Q, which were first posted on 4chan. Terrorist incidents, kidnappings, bombings, and much more around the world can all be tied back to this political movement. Yet still, no one knows who Q is. That's the issue with the online world. There's no paper trail. There's digital footprints, of course, but they're a lot harder to track down, and there are a lot more of them. And don't get us started on the dark web.
And to be perfectly honest, my reporters get very mad at me because, you know, they'll say something sort of definitively, and you say, well, you know, the opposite could be true. I try to be as open to as many possibilities in the world as possible, because you never actually know. I can't really process having the personality to just lie and claim that I built something that I have nothing to do with. But, you know, there are people like that. So could Thomas be a complete and utter fraud? It would be fascinating to me if that was the case. I would say I'd put it at 50-50.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I think I'm in for a bit of a treat.
Okay, I'm on board. Could Thomas Schoenberger actually be Cicada 3301? Let's go back to the whiteboard. Nikki, wheel it in. All right, number one. This man is a composer. And he doesn't just write music. He writes encrypted music. That's a big part of the Cicada 3301 puzzles. Number two, he's American. So many of Cicada 3301's posters appeared in the US. And it's full of Americanized spelling. Oh, and number three. Cicada 3301 is just full of this flowery, esoteric language that kind of leaves you a bit confused. When I look at Thomas's website or his YouTube, it's hard to put it. It's the same vibe. I think there could be something here.
I don't know if this is, like, weirdly coincidental, but I got this weird email yesterday at around the same time from a name called Ayoto Kamisato. And it was like, hi, I would like to share this message that inspired me, and I hope it will be an inspiration for you too. Like, this is on my work email. Takes a leader to create momentum. Followers catch it, and managers are able to continue it once it has begun. But creating momentum requires someone who can motivate others, not one who needs to be motivated. Without momentum, even the simplest tasks can seem insurmountable. But with momentum on your side, nearly any kind of change is possible. No leader can ignore the impact of momentum. If you've got it, you and your people will be able to accomplish things you never thought possible. I got that.
What's the email address?
I'll send it to you. But I got that like 20 minutes after Thomas Schoenberger congratulated me on being made a producer.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah.
There must be a connection there. Oh my God. That's like, I don't want to freak you out because it's happening to you, but I'm a little scared.
Do you want to talk about Thomas Schoenberger?
I can talk about Thomas Schoenberger a little bit. Really does have some passion and knowledge and some interesting ideas, and who also appears to be charismatic, and who,
No.
The real things that I would say, I would cut this out of your recording.
My name is Thomas Schoenberger, and I'm a composer.
But would you call yourself one of the founders of Cicada 3301?
Maybe a founding philosopher would be good.
Archive is a Stack production, created by me, Tommy Trelawney,
and me, Nikki Anderson. Sound design was by the amazing Tom Wally.
Temi Adebayo was our fantastic assistant producer. Production support by Taylor Owen.
Executive production came from Charlie Morgan, Luke Moore, and John Teague.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.